There, coming around the corner, were the volunteers fighting disease, walking down the hall singing their cheerful song and carrying enormous bunches of heart-shaped balloons. Klaus and Sunny looked at one another and ran to catch up with the group. What better place to hide than among people who believed that no news was good news and so didn't read the newspaper?
"We visit people who are sick and try to make them smile, even if their noses bleed or if they cough up bile."
To the children's relief, the volunteers paid no attention as Klaus and Sunny infiltrated the group, a phrase which here means sneaked into the middle of a singing crowd. An especially cheerful singer seemed to be the only one who noticed, and she immediately handed a balloon to each newcomer. Klaus and Sunny held the balloons in front of their faces so that anybody passing by would see two volunteers with shiny, helium-filled hearts instead of two accused criminals hiding in VFD.
"Tra-la-la, fiddle-dee-dee, hope you get well soon. Ho-ho-ho, he-he-he, have a heart-shaped balloon."
As the volunteers reached the chorus of the song, they marched into a hospital room in order to start giving a cheerful attitude to the patients. Inside the room, each lying uncomfortably in a metal bed, were a man with both legs in casts and a woman with both arms in bandages. Still singing, a man from VFD handed one balloon to the man and tied another to the woman's cast because she could not hold it with her broken arms.
"Excuse me," said the man hoarsely. "Could you please call a nurse for me? I was supposed to take some painkillers this morning, but nobody has come to give them to me."
"And I'd like a glass of water,"
the woman said in a weak voice,
"if it's not too much trouble."
"Sorry,"
the bearded man replied, pausing for a moment to tune his guitar.
"We don't have time to do things like that. We have to visit each and every room of the hospital, so we need to move quickly."
"Besides," another volunteer said, giving the two patients a huge grin, "a cheerful attitude is a more effective way of fighting illness than painkillers or a glass of water, so cheer up and enjoy your balloon."
The volunteer consulted a list he was holding. "Next on the patient list is a man named Bernard Rieu, in room 105 of the plague ward. Come on, brothers and sisters." The members of VFD cheered and continued the song as they left the room. Klaus and Sunny peered around the balloons they were holding and looked at one another in hope.
"If we visit each and every room in the hospital," Klaus whispered to his sister, "we're sure to find Violet."
"Mashalm,"
Sunny said, which meant, "I agree, although it won't be pleasant to see all these sick people."
"We visit people who are ill and try to make them laugh, even when the doctor says he must saw them in half."
Bernard Rieu turned out to be a man with a nasty hacking cough that shook his body so much he could scarcely hold his balloon, and it seemed to the two Baudelaire children that a good humidifier would have been a more effective way to fight this disease than a cheerful attitude. As the members of VFD drowned out his cough with another verse of the song, Klaus and Sunny were tempted to run and find a humidifier and bring it back to Bernard Rieu's room, but they knew that Violet was in much more danger than someone with a cough, so they stayed hidden in the group.
"We sing and sing all night and day, and then we sing some more. We sing to boys with broken bones and girls whose throats are sore."
The next patient on the list was Cynthia Vane, a young woman with a terrible toothache who probably would have preferred something cold and easy to eat instead of a heart-shaped balloon. But as sore as her mouth looked, the children dared not run and find her applesauce or an ice cream snack. They knew she might have read the Daily Punctilio in order to pass the hours in the hospital room, and might recognize them if they showed their faces.
"Tra-la-la, fiddle-dee-dee, hope you get well soon. Ho-ho-ho, he-he-he, have a hard-shaped balloon."